Dr. Palmer! John, you're on.
Oh, okay, thank you. My first words in my head tonight were, what's a guy like you doing in a place like this? And Tony, you know, if you push that wall back...
Oh, don't give her any ideas!
What do you think, Joe?
Don't give her any more ideas!
All the way back, with nice
windows. Oh, please. When we bought the house, it ended here. This is where it ended, right here.
Have you ever thought of another level?
She has. Sometimes I come home, I don't recognize this is my house. I think it's a different house.
In coming here tonight, before I came this morning, I like to spend time in adoration every day and in prayer because that's where God is in my heart, and He speaks in my heart. He shares words in my heart, but I make no claim about those words because, you know, they're coming through me. Everything is coming through me. I'm a person just like everyone else. So I put that up front because people say, how do you know? How do you know? I don't know. I feel things confirmed. This morning in prayer, he gave me a listing of things that were going to be healed tonight. And I wrote them down. And he said, but this guy is afraid to share that because he could be wrong. Right? So what he did, he gave me five things. I'm not going to go into all five. But the first two people that I prayed with tonight were actually the things he gave me this morning. And I couldn't believe it. I had no idea I was going to pray with a family that needed a touch. I had no idea. When I got that word this morning, I was thinking of another family. And I knew that that person was not going to be here tonight. So I sat and prayed with some people, and the words were confirmed. What I got this morning confirmed tonight with the first two people I prayed with. And I get shaken up when things like that happen because I say, Lord, are you kidding? I'm just an old guy trying to do whatever I think you want me to do. And I get a lot of trouble before I come out to these nights. And I don't come out that often, only because he dragged me here.
I got another gig for you after this.
I told him, this is really Techie South. Now, anyone who knows Techie Jonides, she has a prayer group on Friday nights. And that's up at St. Aidan's. And I go there occasionally. And I look around the room, a lot of people are here who are at hers as well. This is Techie South. And I'm happy to be there. But before I come, I get the living daylights beaten out of me by that other guy. And I have all this negative stuff in my head. And I woke up yesterday morning saying, oh, come on, give me a break. I can't do it. I'm tired. I'm getting old, you know. And one time I told him I was getting old. And he said, do you believe that we're all united as one in love? And I said, sure. He said, Moses is old, you're not old. Or maybe I think he said, not as old as one or the other. So yesterday morning, I get up and I go out of prayer, and he gives me this lovely greeting in the morning. You have to understand, I have a relationship that's kind of crazy. The relationship I have, he's a sense of humor. Although I wonder sometimes about his job. Anyway, he said, good morning, my friend. I'm so happy that you decide to begin each day in prayer with me. I love seeing you before me with your heart wide open to me. Isn't that nice? Loving, right? Then he adds, you're like a 200-pound baby bird in a nest waiting for mama bird to bring you food. Oops, some baby bird you are. You just squashed the nest and broke the limb on which it sat. Get up and fly on your own, you old buzzard. Feed yourself and feed my lambs. Gee, how long can you milk that baby bird image? We've run out of diapers in your size, too. Come on, 400-pound gorilla. Get to work for us. Put away your crying towel. It's your turn in the batter's box. Go. Hit a home run for us. That's the kind of God that I relate to. Now, it may or may not be the kind of God you relate to. He's funny. He's loving. He's healing. He's just unbelievable with what he does. And Sarah brought tonight that relic. What was the name of that saint?
St. Peter Julian Amor.
How do you say that name again?
Come start with me. My daddy will start with you.
All right. And I'm so glad you brought that relic tonight, because everything I have in life, I don't have much money, I don't have any. Everything I have in life is in that piece of bread and in that cup of wine. I have nothing else. I don't want anything else. I don't need anything else. And I know you don't either. And I'm not going to go talk for a long time. 3 hours, all right? 2.5. I'm not going to talk for a very long time, because he's already doing the job on my voice, because I got after you. Thanks, Sarah. But you know, God is so wonderful. So wonderful. Big deal, like you didn't know that, right?
Yeah.
But he's just so wonderful. And he gave me a letter to read to you tonight. I think that's essentially what I'm going to do. And then we'll pray with people afterwards, because people need further company. You had Mass. You had anointing. You had a relic. You had a blessing. And what do you want?
You.
Now, you want individual words, and I know, but I... And the way that works, just so you know, and I think I said this on the radio show, because he asked me, how do I know? How do those things happen? I have no idea. I have no idea. All I've been taught in my prayer life is that when you pray with people, you just say whatever flows in your heart. Get out of my way, he says, and I'll take over. And he does. And he gave me, I want to make sure I have, he gave me a letter for tonight, and it's all centered on Eucharist. It's all centered on Eucharist and true presence in the Eucharist. And I just had an opportunity to interview Stephen McDonald this afternoon. He's going to be on the radio show Saturday. And no, don't worry about that, sister. Nah. All right. You just got to put up your... But by the time I finish talking, everybody in the room is going to go... You'll all be clearing your throat. Boy, they're really coming after me.
They're worrying about you.
Don't worry about me. But I talked to Stephen this afternoon. And I said to him, you know, Stephen, a lot of people don't believe in true presence in the Eucharist. Father Lee?
Yep.
Even some priests don't believe in it. And I'm not too sure about some bishops. But I do, we have to understand. That's the core. That's the centerpiece of what we believe. And if we don't believe it, who will? So I asked Stephen, how do you know God is present in the Eucharist? And he said after he was shot and paralyzed, you'll hear it Saturday, and lying on his back, and the priests were coming to him in the hospital. He's been paralyzed for 23 years. One of the priests came because he had the tubes down his throat, and he couldn't receive Eucharist, so the priest put the host on his head and blessed him, and he felt God's presence. He said, but that's not how I know it. Several months after I was paralyzed, he said, my wife gave birth to our son. And he was so hurt because he can't move his arms, and he can't hold his son, can't hold his wife. And she came to the hospital with the new baby. And the reason why he knows it's true presence in the Eucharist, she put the baby on his forehead, and he felt that love. And he said, it's the same love he felt when the priest put the Eucharist on his head. You know, and many times we take that so for granted. So he gave me a little letter, and I want to read it. Good morning or good evening, my friends. He told me this is for you people. I am most happy to be here with you. In the silence of your hearts, when you receive Eucharist, don't you get quiet inside? I know how much you love me and these moments that we share together in prayer. We want you to know that we enjoy meeting with you even more than you do. It does our heart good to see ones so faithful to us that you put everything else on hold in your life and you spend time with us in prayer. How delightful it is for us to know that we are so central to your life that you cannot do anything until you spend time with us in prayer. I look around this room. I've seen a number of you people, and I know you don't do a thing without prayer. And I know some people say, Father, should I scratch my head? You know, that's me. I really ask him, you know, what should I do next? As my day is put together, I say, Lord, I don't know what to do today. And many times I'm at a loss and I go to adoration, Mass and Communion, adoration. And this morning I went to St. Francis Hospital. And he said, why don't you get your car washed? Don't show up tonight with a dirty car. So I got my car washed. And he said, why don't you have breakfast? So I went out and had breakfast. Already he's spending my money. Right? And then I had other things to do and I said, but I want to take my walk. I was all set because I take a walk every day. And I want you to walk today. I said, I got to walk. Because if I don't walk, I feel horrible. He said, the walk doesn't do a thing for you. I'm doing it all. I don't want you to take your walk today. Now, that's not good for me because he broke up my routine. You know, God, if I do this and I do this and I do this and I do this, I got it made because I'm telling you how to handle me and how to be... And I'm manipulating you. He said, I don't want you to take a walk today. Oh. So I didn't. So I'm here with tired legs. And a grumpy day. Real grumpy day because I was mad at him that he changed my routine. Means so much to us. He's saying to him, them, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We know that it's hard for you to believe, yet we tell you that we hunger and thirst for souls like you, even more than you hunger and thirst for our love in you. Wow. Remember, you are in a two-way relationship in love with us. Your hunger and your thirst are human. Our hunger and our thirst are divine. We know you may not think of our relationship in love as being reciprocal, yet we insist on pointing out to you that it is. Many of you have come here tonight for petitions, and you can't wait to tell me, who am I, what the petitions are. And he's, I already know what you need. I already know why you're here. But I know you got to talk. But it's hard to listen in return. You need our love to survive in your life, in your world. We do not need your love for us to survive, for we need nothing to survive. We just love being loved by each of you. It's so pleasing to us. We cannot resist sharing our love in you in surprising ways. I got a surprise tonight in praying with people and finding that he was confirming what he gave me this morning. I didn't know that. I never expected that. You go to Mass. You go there out of love for us to receive the nourishment of our love in you. Can you exist without our love? Yeah, you can. However, you would just exist lifeless in the tedium of life in the time-driven world. Our love in you physically in the Eucharist brings our new life alive in you. It gives you the hope and the strength that you need to exist in the tedium of time in anticipation of life eternal beyond time within our new Jerusalem. Tell me to stop. I want you to share something with the people here tonight, John. She's saying inside of me. Okay, Lord, what do you want me to share? I have told you in Scripture and in my words many times that I am returning. I want to confirm that in your hearts tonight. You are here because I've asked you to come here. I don't care what petitions you have. You are here because I want to tell you I am returning. I have already sent a wave of love across your entire world, greater than what I sent at Pentecost. And if you think that Pentecost was the cat's pajamas, you wait and see. I take the pajamas off the cat. And I'm giving you fair warning now. You are alive in these times when my Holy Spirit is going to come inside of you. And I'm going to tell each of you specifically what you must do in order to cross over to me in the timeless love that is life eternal in the New Jerusalem. I am not speaking of end times. I am speaking of my new springtime for the church in your world. I intend to give a warning to your world. These words are not new. It's been said in Scripture and with prophets throughout the ages. Faustina, in her book, said the light of the world is going to go dim. And he says, I'm going to turn off the light of the sun. And Faustina, in her book, her diary, said that there will be a cross in the sky through which his light will shine through the wounds of his hands, his heart, his head, leg, feet, etc. Now that may sound outlandish to you. Gave me the same thing, and I didn't know anything about Faustina. And then he adds to me, and he's telling me to say it again tonight. And I don't like saying these things. The cross that you will see in the sky, which has the lights coming from my hands, will be for those who still need to be purified so that they can really walk with me in love eternal in my new Jerusalem. There will be others who will see the cross shaped into two hearts, the Sacred Heart of my Son Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Mary. Those who see that will be my workers, my busy bees, and they will go around and harvest the whole new crop of lovers in our world. This is a time of tremendous evangelization in the world. He'd say in my church, but he's saying in the years ahead, the different religions that proclaim Jesus is Lord will find the walls collapsing.
Amen.
And the biggest obstacle to that occurring is belief in true presence in the Eucharist. Scott Hahn said it when he was here at Kellenberg High School. Protestants, probably Catholics too, have the menu. But those who believe in true presence in the Eucharist have the meal. Each of you have the meal. Each of you tonight have me mixing within your humanity. I am sharing my divine true love in you tonight so that my divinity is mixing with your humanity. And you are changed just by being here tonight. Each time you go to Mass, you are changed because you allow my true presence. This is Jesus, and I think in my heart saying, you allow my true presence to come alive in you and to mix within you. How will you know that you have been changed? Many tonight will get peace in their hearts. They'll have quiet time that they never had before. Many will receive that. Others tonight will find that Scripture will take on much more meaning for them, that they will listen to the words of the Mass and the words will hit them in their face, and they will be even changed by that. What was boring in the past will come to life. You're getting those gifts tonight, even though you may not believe it, just because you came here. What are you saying? I want you to know how much we love Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, how much we love the fact that you took time tonight to be with us in the Eucharist, in the relic, in the blessing with oil, in these words that are being spoken now. It's a special night. I was going to say something wise, but because I saw my friend sitting here, but I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, you can. I'm just going
to... Jesus, what do you want me to say to Tony? I'm going to tell you. You are a very special man in my eyes.
Amen.
You are filled with my love and my grace, and I protect you from harm, and I bless you because you are so special.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Why come you don't get words like that for me?
You know. I do.
But don't you feel the power? Can't you feel the presence of Jesus in this room? Don't you feel his touch? How many here feel something?
Oh, I do.
Okay? All do. Yeah, almost all. And those who don't worry, you will. I told people when I spoke at the Life and the Spirit seminar and people were concerned about tongues, the gift of tongues. I told people for years I was a closet tonguer. I didn't want them to know that the Spirit had touched me. That's why I'm so glad so many of you had the nerve to raise your hand. Raise your hand. See, he's here and he's touching you right now. What is he going to do in you? I don't know. Why am I talking like this? Because he's taken over inside of me. The gift I have is he has trained me over 20 years to shut up, close down my inner voice, and hand it over to him so that his words pass through me. But it's passing through my filter, my personality, my weird personality, passing through me with a strange twist, because he's got a sense of humor. That he calls me the old geezer or whatever. Yeah, very funny. Very funny. You think it's funny, huh? You know? But he has a sense of humor. And he will begin tonight, if he hasn't already done, a personal, intimate relationship with you that you will never, ever, ever get over. You are here because He invited you here. You're being touched right now because He has said, I will love you more than you love yourself. I love you with a divine love that you will never, ever completely understand. Some of you tonight will get healings, whatever they may be, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, you'll be healed. And nothing to do with me, has to do with Him. None of this tonight is of any importance if it doesn't center around His true presence in the Eucharist. That warning that He talked about earlier, He's given that to me hundreds of times over the years. In fact, one time He kept on talking about warning and end times and warning and end times. I said, the heck with this. I am not going to adoration today because I don't want to hear another word about this, Lord. Tough, aren't I? So I went to adoration because I couldn't stay away. And He said, whoever told you I was going to talk about end times? Well, that's what I felt. You don't know what I'm going to say. See, because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are separate from us. They are three divine persons in relationship with us. And each one has a different personality. Amazing. But it's true.
Which one's funnier?
The Holy Spirit has the funny one. I think the Holy Spirit is funny. But God the Father has a sense of humor. One time He told me, the image everybody has of me is God the Father is so fearsome that it even scares me. You know? They relate. And I think I told people, somebody said, how come God has a sense of humor within you? And He doesn't have it in me. And I said, well, do you have a sense of humor? She said, no.
Well, there you go.
You don't have a sense of humor. He's not going to make you live. Anyway, He gave me this on true presence in the Eucharist. He pulled me away from it because He wanted me to speak directly to you. He wanted to speak directly to you through me. Usually, when this is over, I'll pray with people. But by the time I go home, my knees are like jelly. You saw it happen on Sunday. My knees are like jelly. And it takes me a day or two to recover. And I say to him, why do you do this to me? You know, Doc, can't you take care of all these? He said, you're human. And you don't know what's going on. Can we just say, come Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful. And kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit. And they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. And none of this would happen if Mary didn't say yes. Remember, O most compassionate
Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled your protection, implored your help, and sought your intercession, was left unaided, inspired by this confidence, we rely on you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother.
To you we come,
before you we kneel, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your clemency, hear and answer them. Amen.
I just begged you spiritually, He's saying, now feed yourself physically.
Amen. Amen.
How do you want to work the baby?
I like how you got a good word, buddy.
How many allergies you paying to say that?
A lot.
I see you slipping the
phone. Dr. Palmer has a website, and I have some of the cards here. Some of you may not have mentioned that he has some e-books on there, and it's a really great site. So I have some cards here, and I suggest you take one.
And Dr. Palmer will be praying over you. We also have to pray.
And it works.
How old are you?
97.
Yeah. Call that 98.
Oh, really? No, old. I'm in my
70s. And so, he doesn't know yet. There's food over there. We bought it a chef. Chef Mick. You take care and make sure everybody's satisfied.
Thank you.
Three pieces of food.
Well, you got to work.
Where are you
going?
What?
I was there today.
Oh, the coffee.